Hello, thank you for listening to the Bunker Boys. My name is Guzzo, and just like always, alongside of me is Bunker Bob. What's going on, Bob?
Oh, I just figured we would get together tonight and talk about some of the stuff that was posted towards us on the Bunker Boys Facebook.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of negative comments and people saying that we're slandering, making fun of, and giving a bad name to the paranormal community.
Yeah, that's not what's happening. I mean, we are going to talk about something that was put, a few videos that were posted, and how they're definitely not paranormal in our eyes. I mean, of course, it's just an opinion, but our opinion is our opinion, right?
Well, that's the thing about paranormal evidence, or, you know, evidence of the paranormal. A lot of times, you know, a team will capture evidence of the paranormal, and they will do the analysis themselves. They may watch the video 100 times, but because they are the ones that caught it, they already have, a notion in their mind. They already have, they're already convinced in their mind that this is paranormal. So they may be blinded by the fact that it may be caused by something else because their mind is already made up. And as many times as they will go over that evidence, they are still going to see the same thing, that it's paranormal. That's why you always need an external source to look over things.
And Exactly. Explain to everybody about the water vapor thing that we posted.
Oh, the water vapor thing. Okay. I don't know why the paranormal community, all these supposed ghost hunters out there, are so enveloped in these supposed orbs. I don't know how many paranormal investigation team sites and Facebooks I go to, and they have a bunch of pictures of the team, and the team is like 90% of the pictures are of the team like snapping photos into the air, like. A lot of them go to cemeteries and stuff, and they just like point their cameras up in the air as if they're trying to take pictures of UFOs and stuff like that.
Pretty colors.
You know, yeah, I think the reason that happens so much is because a lot of these teams don't have patience or anything. You know, that's pretty much the only evidence they can capture. And I was actually on a team for a couple of weeks. I got off that team really quickly. But I was on a team for a couple of weeks that pretty much all the evidence was pictures of orbs and just that was all they had to go off of. They didn't have anything else but orbs. And the founder of the team, she swore up and down by orbs. And pretty much every picture that had something that was cylindrical, somewhat see-through, and white was an orb. And Bunker Bob and I were doing some research, and we came across something amazing. Actually, I'll let Bob talk about it because he can actually explain this a little bit better than I can.
Well, has anybody ever looked in a microscope? When you look in a microscope, you see a lot of things that look like orbs because they're in a microscopic level. So I went ahead and I just looked up because I remember doing something with science when I was younger. I looked
science.
Up, but science? We in science? Anyway,
Bill Nye, eat your heart out.
Yeah, I love that show. But it was shown on a slide what vapor looked like. And it was weird to me because I remembered that vapor on a microscopic level looks just like an orb. So we got to thinking about it. If vapor or a dust particle or something's coming closer to a lens, it's going to focus on it just like a microscope does. And it looks just like it. And I'll let you take it from there.
And because it's so close to the lens, it's magnified like a microscope. When you look at something and it's really close to the lens and it's blown up, and that's exactly what a camera lens does when you have a piece of dust or some mist or what, you know, some condensation, whatever, when it's close, it's going to look bigger. And what do people do after they get it on their camera? they put it on a computer, they put it on a television, which magnifies it how many times more. So it's already magnified probably, you take a piece of dust and the actual size of the dust and the size of it in a picture is probably magnified, what, about 100 times? Is that about correct, Bob?
Well, if you have your camera at 30x and it comes by, disproportions, and then it zooms into it, wouldn't it be like 30,000 times?
Oh, it can't. No, it can't. It's not that much.
It'd be more like 300.
Probably 300.
Yeah.
And then
you
magnify that on your computer, which magnifies it probably another 10 times. So there's a 3,000 times magnification. You know, my math is probably off, and I'm probably going to get a shitload of comments from people saying you're a retard. And
you're
afraid
to talk.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not being politically correct, but yeah.
Science is still real, and it's still there, and it's still understandable.
It is.
So.
Go to the Bunker Boys page on the Debunker Boys page on Facebook. I don't know why I keep leaving out the D.
You're thinking about invasions and explosions, I guess.
Probably. Hit the bunkers. That's probably where we're gonna have to hide after, you know, once our show gets more popular, because I was just reading this article about a guy who had won a silent auction to go actually to Africa and hunt one endangered black rhino. And what people don't realize is this black rhino was sterile, an aggressive rhino, and it was really old, so it was going to be dying anyways. And so, and actually the money that was raised from the silent auction goes to funding the protection of the species to keep them from going extinct. There's only 3,000 of them left in the world. And, so this guy literally had to hire a full-time security staff because of all the hate mail and the death threats that he was getting to him and his family.
Jealousy? Is that what you're saying?
Jealousy. No, these people are like, oh, how could you kill an endangered animal and everything?
Yeah,
well,
don't be hating.
Yeah, I have a feeling that by the time this is said and done, we're going to have to hire a full-time security staff. But, gosh, now I forgot what I was talking. Oh, that's right, the orbs. So, yeah, go to the Debunker Boys page and look at the pictures that we put up. The pictures that we put up are water vapor under a microscope. A drop of water, like a droplet of vapor under a microscope.
Basically water.
And, yeah, basically water. And it looks exactly like an orb. And they did a second picture where they actually have a size comparison. They had a little triangle behind it, and how big this droplet of water looks compared to this when it's closer to the lens than the actual. Well, I don't know how that works. If it was set on top of the triangle.
Now, the triangle was added afterwards to show what kind of prism effect, how it makes it look larger than it actually is. It shows how the camera focuses on the first item, and then what they did is they put the second item in, like they took double imaged it over top of it to show it how much bigger it would look. So basically the triangle isn't the original photo, just the actual vapor itself, but without changing the DPI rate or anything in the photo, and took exactly the same photo of the triangle and then put the two layers on top of each other. So it proves that an orb could be possibly made from water vapor by doing that.
Yeah.
You understood what I meant?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just hoping that all our listeners, you know, they're not drooling at this point. So just to make this clear, you're not saying that all orbs are debunked.
Not all orbs, but the thing is, there's a difference between an orb and an orbison.
Yeah.
So orbison was created by, it was a word used by Edison. I'm not sure the actual origin of it, but I know it was used by Thomas Edison, one of the greats. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just amazing what people take out of context. That, you know, something that was created for something so pure and, you know, to explain a phenomenon or just a term to help describe something, and people just run with it. They're like, oh, this is exactly what it is, like ectoplasm. Ectoplasm was created, the term was created in the early 1900s to explain that the weird anomalies that were showing up in pictures, and actually the weird anomalies that were showing up in pictures were actually artificial, and they were a scam. And I can't remember the guy's name that I could Google it real quick, but who came up with the term ectoplasm. He created it just to make a profit off these supposed pictures of spirits coming out of people's mouths and stuff like that. So it's amazing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They promoted that on Haunting of Connecticut. I remember that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I never actually watched that movie.
They'd have the kid throw up ectoplasm after he did one of their seances. It was crazy.
I want to read about one documented case where ectoplasm actually was visible to the naked eye.
Yeah, I don't. You won't find one, but we can search. I've got some databases I can search in.
Oh, most definitely. But so let's get back to our hate mail and the people that hate us. I'm going to look at, you know, some of the messages that we've gotten. When I was trying to get a psychic onto a show, I contacted a lot of different psychics, and I kept getting the same answer, that we are just going to berate them and pretty much talk down about them and stuff. The minute anyone hears debunk, I swear to God, their dick goes into an innie. Like, they get that scared.
Innie's not an outie. Yeah, shit, man. Yeah, well, you gotta understand. That's like with anybody who people have actually berated a lot, they're going to act like that. But the people need to understand, our job is not to make you look like an ass, to make someone look like an ass. If that's your job, to make you look like an ass, if you come out onto our show and you show us proof of evidence and we can't debunk it, then kudos, right?
Exactly. It's not, you know, we're not trying to disprove all paranormal occurrences, but if somebody goes to somebody's paranormal page and it seems like every day they're posting some new paranormal evidence that they captured, are you going to look at them as a credible source? Are you going to look at them as somebody who's actually catching this, or are they just trying to get attention? Now, it's not always that they're intentionally trying to create this artificial evidence. Maybe they're just bored, or maybe they're just misinformed and not educated.
Yeah. Okay. Let's speak of flickering lights.
Do you
want to talk about the flickering lights?
Well, actually, that's more with you being in the appliance industry.
Well, and electrical, yeah.
Yeah, and electrical. That's more your field, I think. We received a couple of videos from a person onto our debunkers page, and she wanted us to check out some orbs that were showing up in her page. And if she had actually read our post, she would already known, you know. But obviously, these questions still elude her of these supposed orbs that are showing up in her picture or in her videos. And then she goes on to send us a video where she asks the spirit to do something, if I'm not mistaken, and the lights start flickering, and then she tells the spirit to stop, and the lights stop flickering, and then some orbs show up, and she says she hears a voice. Well, first things first, she's in an apartment building. And so, obviously, there are neighbors, they either at least on one side, if not both sides. So trying to capture EVPs or whatever in your home in an apartment building that people are on both sides and it's the middle of the day when people are most active, yeah, that's, oh my God, that's,
Well, yeah, well, okay, this is what I saw, okay? I see a headboard. I see a person walk out of a frame. I'm not dogging her. I'm not dogging anybody. Okay, this is what I see. This is what common sense tells me. I see an individual stand in front of a camera, walk out of the camera to the right. Okay, so I see the lights flickering. I'm thinking that's pretty cool. So I see another video in a different view, going from one side to the other, the same room, going from one side of the bed to the other, because you can see the headboard. One of the headboard legs going up, and right there on the wall, right where she walked towards, there's a dimmer switch, some kind of switch there. Okay, well, automatically, I'm not trying to talk shit about someone, but that makes me think, were you flicking your switch a little bit? You know, I mean, I need to see the whole pan of the room, which would be very easily done. So to me, I debunk that, stating that the person was probably flicking the switch.
Well, let's talk about other explanations of how that light switch was flickering. Those lights were hanging from, they weren't flickering like they were going on and off. It almost seemed like they were shaking. Did you notice that, Bob?
Yeah, it could have been the ceiling fan that wasn't shown in the first frame.
No.
But was shown in the second video. Could have been the ceiling fan doing
it. And we knew that the ceiling fan was actually going because the chain that was hanging from the ceiling fan was oscillating regularly. For those people who don't know what the word oscillating means, it means like going back and forth and like moving around in a rhythmic manner.
That also explains
the orbs that she was seeing.
Yep.
Because, I mean, obviously you have air current. That means dust particles are going to be moving, and not all dust particles are the same size. That's why you don't see a shitload of dust particles in that. It's actually, usually an orb is a collection of dust into a small ball that's easier to see on the camera.
Yep, and that ceiling fan excites everything in the room. It surely does. Moves everything around. So
I mean, think about it. Not only does it excite the dust, but it also, you know, that's giving off energy.
That, it does everything. I mean, it just totally contaminates the whole room. Yeah. So
I remember there was one episode of Ghost Hunters International where to create a constant white noise to drown out the sounds of the city below, they turned on a giant industrial fan. Did you see that episode?
Yeah, that's totally contaminating evidence.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have done an investigation like that. I mean, I've come across investigations that I won't state where, but it was almost in West Virginia. And there was a big blow up about it and everything, but there was nothing but car noise from the freeway. There was no way in hell you could catch an EVP, and then people snoring on the back of a porch, and, you know, they weren't even supposed to be there, and then some drunk guy dumping his bike as he's driving by. It was just a nightmare, man. It was a nightmare.
Well, one place I was at, down in Missouri, right next to the building that we were investigating, was a bar.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yeah, all night you hear people coming out of the bar drunk as hell, you know. I'm peeing in public!
Hey, yeah, come here, hold this for me, baby. I'm holding my beer.
Okay!
Yeah, I
didn't find too many Texans in Missouri, so they didn't talk like that.
say, hey, hand me my wallet, baby, yeah.
But what exactly are we here to do? Why, you know, and what are we here not to do?
Your famous word, complacency. We are trying to drive down the complacency of individuals that are happy with, debunker boys. We debunk evidence that other people just let slide by because they, I'm not saying they're inept, but they don't know or understand how things work, how quantum mechanics work, for example. Quantum mechanics. You understand quantum mechanics. No one thing happens the same exact way every time. This is the way the universe works. So basically, any evidence that we come across, we're going to try to prove why it did what it did in a scientific manner. Yes or no?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're gonna try to create different, you know, we're gonna try to create the same environment, which is near impossible to create the exact same conditions. You know, anytime someone says, "Well, I created the exact same conditions," you can't do that.
That's where quantum mechanics come in, exactly. But that, yeah.
All you can do is really kind of look at it and look at the evidence. Okay, let's say you caught a voice. What's a good way to debunk a voice? Go outside, do the recording again, have someone talk outside. You know, actually, you know, just, I mean, a lot of people say that, you know, there's CB interference. That's why people get EVPs.
Well, yeah, I don't know about all that. I mean, it's possible, but unless that Breaker 19 guy's answering you like, "Hey, you hear me?" Yeah, sure can there, big buddy. Yeah, I don't hear that on EVP.
Well, what if you and I try to do that, to debunk that claim that CB radios can cause EVPs?
Well, we can actually debunk that right now, because if you Google CB radio frequencies and then you look at what hertz rate they're on, they're not even nowhere near what EVP would come through as. Not even close. Now, I guess you could have...
Well, what about with the ghost box?
Reverse AM. Well, a CB, if it overpowers, completely overpowers all you know, the radio, yeah. Because, I mean, you could hit, what is it, channel 4 on a television. If you have a CB on a linear and you click it and talk, you can hear it over your TV on an antenna.
That's cool.
Yeah, channel 4. But you usually can't hear it on a regular radio. It's usually a scanner that you hear it on. So we'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely look into that.
Well, like, let's get back to the real reason, like, that we're here, you know. So we're not here to make fun of somebody.
I'm not.
I mean, obviously, if you're dumb as hell and you're going to present yourself dumb as hell and you're going to act dumb as hell after we told you to stop acting dumb as hell, then we're going to treat you like you're dumb as hell. But if you come to us and you say, "Listen, I caught this evidence, I can't explain it," then the debunker boys look at the evidence, and if we can explain it, It's not that we're coming at you personally, and it's not we're attacking you personally. It's just an outside source that has a background in science, engineering, and you know, just a general knowledge
metaphysics
and a general knowledge of the paranormal, and we combine all those to look at it. Okay, we can't explain everything, and we're not here to say we can. And we're not here to make fun of somebody or discredit them. We're just actually, if we're able to debunk some evidence, yes, you know, it's great that the team caught that, But think about this. If the team brings the evidence to us because they can't debunk it, but we can, that gives them actual extra credibility because they are going to external sources. I mean, think about it. What did Ghost Adventures – I just posted this on the Debunker Boys page. What did Ghost Adventures do when they caught that – in their documentary, when they caught the full-bodied apparition?
They
had
it.
Yeah, and they had multiple video analyzers, you know, some of the best in the country look at this. And they and they couldn't even debunk it. That's proof right there that there is real – there is paranormal evidence. There is things happening out there, and it's not all explainable.
Well, nothing's ever 100% – well – not at this time, anyway. Working on that. But, yeah. Like, we're not here to pick on you guys. I love Mankind, all that hoo-ha. I'm not here to be a dick. Now, if you do give us evidence, and we do prove that it's wrong, and you're a sore loser about it, well, kick, yeah, pound salt, pal.
Well, in that case, we're gonna, if you want to be a dick to us, we will
Front
be
Street.
A dick. We will be a dick back.
It'll be Front Street for your ass. So take it with a grain of salt. Anyway, yeah, just take it with a grain of salt what we say to you, or you know, however you want to do it. But if you come to us, we're going to tell you what we think. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Help you and help ourselves go get further along in the paranormal field.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk to psychics, we're going to analyze them. We're going to write down, we're going to write down and record everything they say. And with Robert and I having a background in mentalism, you know, we know how to trick the mind. I'm an illusionist. I'm a street performer. And I know how to trick the mind. I know how to get people to tell me things without them realizing they're telling me things.
Yep, like carrot.
Like what?
Carrot. I can make a person think carrot by doing a mentalist trick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's a really good one, actually. You freak people out. Oh, you're psychic. No, you're not. You're not psychic. It's not. It's statistical anomalies. That's all it is.
And there's another one where you have someone, you say, when I snap my fingers, I want you to quickly think of a two-digit number. Now, both digits in that number have to be different, and both digits have to be odd. Okay? Ready, set, go. Think of it. 37.
I thought 77.
You can't think that 77 because both digits have to be different. Okay. Those,
oh, that's right. You're right. I would have thought 37.
Yeah. Statistically, I don't remember what the actual statistic is, but most people are going to pick 37 because those are the first two numbers that come to mind.
Exactly. We have 2 minutes, sir.
Yes.
So this is basically just letting everybody know we're not out to get you. We love the paranormal community. That's the only reason it gets me keep. You know, it's my hobby. Someday, maybe more. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah. We're gonna keep doing what we do, and for all those that think we're out to get them, and think that we're out to make fun of the paranormal community and stuff, even after this, well, you can shove it up your ass. We are back. This is Guzzo and Bunker Bob here with Chicagoland paranormal researcher Matt talking on, oh goodness,
on the radio.
We're talking on the radio. This is the Debunker Boys show. So Matt, you were explaining some things before we went on the break. Why don't you go ahead and elaborate on those a little bit more?
Well, with all we've talked about, why don't you remind me of what the hell I was talking about?
I was about to say that.
Matt is with Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers, and if I'm not mistaken, you're the founder of the team, correct?
I'm co-founder. It's like my friend Mark and myself who actually brought it to full fruition.
Okay. But, well, how can our listeners find you guys?
Oh, are we signing off again right away?
Huh?
Signing off?
That sounded like it was an ending the show question. Not a beginning the show question.
It's just kind of continuing on where we left off. I mean, goodness, I didn't realize the radio show had a checklist. You know, fuck me, God.
I gotta give you shit, man. Come on.
You know, Matt, you know, I realize you do this on a regular basis, okay? You know, the Bunker Boys are just starting off, okay? Give us a little slack.
Hey, you open the door, I'm going to throw a sledgehammer through it and not break the glass.
All right, Miley Cyrus. Here we go.
Yeah, sledgehammer will be licked. I'm going to come in like a wrecking ball.
Hey, you know, she actually added me a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
On her real site because Zach asked her to.
Yeah.
She
added me as well. So, you know, if you guys are Miley Cyrus fans out there, you know.
Eat your hearts out.
Eat your hearts out, you know.
Lick a sledgehammer.
All you do is break me. Isn't that how the song goes?
I got a bad yeast infection.
Okay, all right. We can't talk about Miley on a paranormal radio show. Anyway,
I was talking about paranormal yeast infections.
Anyway, so Matt, you were talking about some different techniques that you use when you are on a investigation. You talked about you've got your EM pump that you need a lead cup for. You talked about what did you call that? It was you create an environment or?
Well, it's testing different environments. When we've used an ozone generator.
That's it.
Which again, I know we talked about it off air briefly, but. Yes, don't be in the room. At least let the place sit for 24 hours if you can do it 2 days.
Okay.
Because it seriously is extremely bad for your health.
Well, it's used in hospitals to kill bacteria.
Yeah, and they also don't put anybody in that room for at least 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, then again, mine's... The one that I have is industrial grade.
Oh, my God.
Probably quite overkill. Yeah.
I mean, Matt, what kind of investigations are you guys running here? I mean.
We're going to clean your house first.
Shit, we've been in some stinky ones. But I wish I had that.
Take a shower. No,
I'm kidding. Oh, fucking black mold and basements and shit and crawling around. Yeah, I understand.
That's why you're seeing shit. Right there, your brain's fucked up.
I understand. I understand why Zach has to wear a respirator now.
But why did he have to take his shirt off?
More exposure, man. Come on, that got the ratings up. I mean, come on. If I look half that good when I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, but all the bean flicking that was going on after that one.
That's what I was going to say. There were girls flicking the bean till it was fucking raw to that.
In front of the taco stand. No.
Oh, my God. We're never going to get on live television, live radio.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't use this in a portfolio.
Oh, shit. Hey, real quick, have you ever used the Jacob's Ladder?
I have not, and I see kind of no reason to, other than it being dangerous and it looks cool on TV.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it'll electrocute your ass. Yeah, I just, you know, well, Electro's, 121 gigawatts, lightning bolt?
Yeah, and I also, well, you know what, I do have one, and it's connected to my flux capacitor and my DeLorean.
Can we, like, hang sometime? your door.
Oh, God, where are the sound effects when you need them?
Hey, Sean Connery. Is that you?
Sean Connery, why don't you go ahead and comment on the DeLorean?
Trunks capacitor my ass. No, it's in my ass. It really isn't, yeah.
We could really fuck with people right now and just do it back and forth.
How are you doing, Sean Connery?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm quite well, I am, yes.
I'm still trying to figure out how this radio show is anything educational at this point.
Oh, there's actually been quite a bit of education in it, and it's just, you know, you learn something and then you get dumber. And then you learn something and then you get dumber.
So,
oh my God! Like I said, where are the sound effects when you need them?
There you
doing,
go.
Doing.
That was all natural.
I call that the queefing monkey. The queefing monkey.
Money Penny, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, Matt.
Would you please close your octopussy?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, baby. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Moving on, sir.
So what is your... What do you think about the spirit box?
That's what I was waiting for.
I mean, you know, you see all these. Okay, all right. So let's take it at this point. You know, you can go through the directory of paranormal research teams, and they all seem to have, you know, the same arsenal of equipment. You know, most of them have 3 or 4 EMF detectors. Obviously, every team is going to have a DVR system, you know, the security cameras, and most of the teams have a form of the spirit box or the shack hack. But the big one out there, the big marketed one out there, is the SB7 spirit box.
I love the SB7. I honestly really do, but I had that, for me to be able to love it, I had to do my own modifications. So I have 4 SB7 spirit boxes that are all modified in different ways. I have 7 Shack Hacks, which Radio Shack does not sell that model of radio anymore.
Yeah, saw that because I had built one a long time ago.
I've got
one. Yeah, I have 7 of those that are modified in different ways. And it's... Do you really think anybody's taking that seriously anymore after the beginning of this shit?
You know, I don't think so. I really don't. But let's try to build their faith in humanity, yeah, again.
So
upgrade.
The SB7 is amazing because of the sweep rate that it can do. But a lot of teams, and what I've noticed in false positives, if you can call it that, say, all right, hypothetically, let's say this. There is a spirit voice coming through. In a false positive, most teams have it on a mid-frequency in a forward sweep. So even the guys at Ghost Adventures, they do it at full rate in a reverse sweep, which a lot of people buying SB7 don't even know that it sweeps in reverse.
Well, yeah, because well, what a lot of ghost teams don't like is they buy a piece of equipment and they don't get evidence through it, and they say it's broke. You know, me and Bob, you know, we're coming up with some new equipment, and we do want to eventually market it, but it's the kind of equipment that, unless it's actually a spirit manipulating this device, you're not going to hear anything. You're not going to experience anything with the device. And if you market something like that and people go into a house that's supposedly haunted or a location that's supposedly haunted and they sit there and they look at the device and it's doing absolutely nothing, they're going to want their money back.
No return policy.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's why they put it on.
Yeah, when you buy something online or on eBay and you see it on TV, and it is the actual product that you're getting, but there's no way for any sort of regulation to say that this is what it's doing, this is what it's creating, and this is what it's generating. So everything's going to have for entertainment purposes only. But I don't give a shit what you use. And there was one investigation that just Mark and I were on, and it was a private residence. We had, and you want to talk about
you
low tech?
You guys didn't fry anybody's nuts with that, you know.
No. We didn't use the gauntlet, as I call it.
The nut warmer. Okay.
No, we didn't use the gauntlet. What we did is, you want to talk about low tech as shit? We took a big roll of fishing string, a shit ton of glow sticks and thumbtacks, and blanketed a whole room at different levels, at different heights, at different pitches. And it was hardwood floors that were refinished and they were sealed and everything. And with the homeowner's permission, we blanketed the whole floor with baby powder. And we got some awesome audio and visual evidence of, if you were to walk through a bunch of strings and it parting, that's what we got. And there was also distortion in the baby powder that wasn't there when we were there. You can buy it at the dollar store. That whole setup was $20.
Well, the problem with baby powder is you have air currents, you know, with these modern homes and everything. You got all kinds of air ducts and everything, so there's always some sort of air current. What's to say that there was not a fluctuation in the air current that could not be predicted that caused the baby powder to move? Or
true.
Or were you seeing actual footsteps or?
It was more like, all right, and I'm not calling this paranormal. It could be an environmental anomaly. I'm just using this as an example. But what it was is there was like a shuffle. Like if somebody was wearing a shoe, like a dress shoe that doesn't have a tread pattern to it, and it wasn't a barefoot, but there was about a 3.25-inch slide and then a depression, a 3.25-inch slide and a depression, a 3.25-inch slide and a depression that were spaced about 1 foot apart in the direct line that all the light sticks were moving in the video.
Oh, so the light,
right.
So the light sticks were, well,
they spread. Like if you were to walk through a room that had strings hanging down and you had to move them to get through, like in a funhouse.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it was not a jerking motion, as if like the strings were caught on something and they just kind of slid off the tack or something like that, or you know, just, it wasn't a jerking motion. It was a slow, deliberate movement.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it moved at about a human's walking pace. So it was, did I call it paranormal? No, because I can't. Was it interesting as shit? And did we watch the video for hours and hours and be like, what the fuck? Yes.
I use the word anomaly too a lot when it's not 100% paranormal. When I'm not 100% sure, but it is interesting, I use the word anomaly because it's a middle base.
Well, isn't all of this stuff kind of technically paranormal? It's outside of the normal understanding. You know, even the shuffle in the baby powder. That, you know, the fact that you cannot explain that through normal reasoning, because you do not have you just can't explain it. Isn't that technically paranormal?
Well, what I'm going to ask a question that I'll give my I'm interviewing the interviewers. What the hell? Why not? What do you define the word paranormal as?
Well, the word paranormal is it's defined as, and if you want me to Google it, it's anything outside of the normal realm, outside of normal understanding. You know, we for the longest time, back in the early 1900s, people were describing these hairy man-like creatures in Africa and everything, it was Asia. And they were saying they were seeing these hairy men-like creatures. And at that time, that was still paranormal because it was not understood. It wasn't until years later that they realized, oh, well, these are silverback gorillas. So technically anything paranormal is anything not technically understood.
That's exactly what I was getting at. And in that sense, is paranormal in a nutshell is like you said, everything outside of the normal that can't be explained with logic and reason. So for like even today, if you go to a completely disclosed from the outside world, if you go to like an Aboriginal tribe or something like that, that is self-sustaining, they don't enter towns, anything like that. If I were to bring a remote control helicopter that has LEDs all over it, I fly it through and I ask them what they saw. There's no explanation for it.
They would probably say it was a god or something.
Yeah, that's just an example. Or you go to an ancient Incan tribe or an ancient Egyptian, which I'm huge in ancient Egyptian culture as well. But you bring that to somebody who doesn't understand it. Perfect movie is Stargate, if
Love
you really
it.
Want a relation. But that's something that they don't understand. So if they have the word, if a society has the word paranormal in its vocabulary, that's what it's going to come up as. So does it mean that what I experienced was paranormal? No, it was just something that I can't explain with logic and reason.
Okay. So
is it cool as shit? Yeah.
So you're not going to go to the homeowners or the property owners, and you're not going to say, well, you have a ghost.
No, I'm going to answer that as educationally as I possibly and articulately as I possibly can, and fuck no.
You sounded Lord, like a scientist Lord. Right there. when we're actually defining what a ghost is, you know, I mean, it seems like the further and further this field goes, the less ghosts seem to be less existent in a lot of the claims, and it's just something unexplained rather than saying you have a ghost here. And I think that comes out that that's a problem that a lot of paranormal, well, people who claim themselves as paranormal researchers out there have, is they don't look into something to see if there's possibly an organic explanation for something. They just say, well, I have a ghost here. And you have a ghost in your house. I mean, what person actually wants a ghost in their house outside of an actual ghost hunter or paranormal researcher?
A lot.
But let's talk about the normal homeowner. You know, if you go into their house and you do this investigation, you're like, yep, you have a ghost. All right, see you later. Bye. You know, isn't our job more to educate them, to kind of give them peace of mind?
Well, and that definitely has a lot to do with it. And I think that that's something that a lot of teams, you guys, from what we talked about off air and everything, are a little bit more in tune to what should be done in a home. The private residences and stuff like that, if you're just starting out, don't do people's homes. I mean, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. Go to the events, go to the ownership, kind of get more of an idea before you start contacting and possibly destroying somebody's life.
Psychological damage that you can do.
Yeah, it's almost, and this is an extreme, but it's like you could possibly cause somebody a PTSD, and you also could possibly cause somebody, when they go through four or five teams that just spent a shit ton of money in advertising for no reason, that I'm the fourth person that's going to come in, and it's by the grace of God that anybody called me, because they've been traumatized by previous ones. And like I said, I'm not putting myself above anybody else. Everybody to me in the paranormal field is on the same level. It's just, you have to use common sense.
Yep. And if someone believes something enough, they can be traumatized by it. That's why when I go into someone's house and they say, oh, there's a spirit, and I don't get any evidence, that if I know someone that can bless the house and give that person a peace of mind, I will do it.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a perfect example. I was contacted by a family that is somewhat local. I mean, only like 45-minute drive, not like South Illinois or anything like that. But they contacted me. And they contacted one of my friends, and it was referred to me, just because they said, you know, this is probably the best people that you could, you know, have to come in for this. Well, the homeowner had lost her father not that long ago, and she was a she's still living, sorry. She's a sensitive herself, and she's had generations of sensitives in her family. So she was trying to conjure her father who had passed away. So she said, now there's all this shit going on. There's, you know, stuff moving, this and that. It's like, a grade A, need you in here right away. Well, I've talked to her for 7 months, and I still haven't been there because I've been counseling her personally of how to cope with what's going on with her dad and everything else. What had happened in that situation is she was so emotional that she basically manifested the idea of this to her kids, her husband. Her husband is a Cook County homicide detective.
Oh, wow.
And when I talk to him, he's like, yeah. He goes, I think that I'm experiencing things because it's a neurological implant that she's putting in, that she's having this stuff happen. Not that she's crazy, but she's emotional.
Yeah, her pattern and her mind's wrong. It just keeps looping the wrong way. I've heard people talk about that.
Well, if you think that something paranormal is going to happen, if you go into a place saying that I'm going to find a ghost, then you are going to find a ghost. In your mind, you're going to find a ghost.
If you keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again, it will stay in your mind in a loop.
Oh, most definitely. Like if you have convinced yourself that every time you go into this room that something is going to happen, it will happen. It could be something as little as, you know, the floor creaking or a mouse fart. If you hear it, it's gonna be something paranormal.
What's the terminology psychologically for that when someone
develops a pattern in their mind that they have to get out of for the problem to go away. What's that called?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, like, it's been on Dr. Phil, okay, where a person has this great anxiety because they just keep thinking in their head, oh, I'm going to die, oh, I'm going to die, oh, I'm going to die, oh, I'm going to die. There's a psychological word for it.
Oh, that's called, God, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
You know, Matt?
Yeah, I think I know what you're getting at.
That's a phobia. Is that what you're talking about?
What is it?
A phobia? Like,
no, it is a phobia, but it's caused by repeating the same thing in your head over and over again. You're actually not crazy. It's brought on. It's like a neurological plant, like what you're saying.
Yeah, well, what the situation with her is, hers is a emotional and which turned into a delusional manifestation. So not saying delusional and that she's crazy, like I said before, but it's something that she's convinced herself that this is happening. And she implants it through other members of her family.
Oh, we have a couple of, we know a couple of people like that, don't we, Bob?
Yep. You're talking about those two ladies? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what? I got a funny one for you. How much time do we have?
Oh, we got about 2 minutes left.
Dude. All right. Well, I can't tell that.
Yeah, you're supposed to give like a 10 minute. Holy God.
I'm sorry. I got so involved. Like, I'm listening to it. And I'm sitting here drooling because my mind is just kind of blown by all this like information that's coming at me.
Edited thinking.
All right. I'm going to do this very, 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 very fast. All right. What happened on this one case, and I called in another one from another Chicago team to help me out because Mark and Samantha weren't available, is we went to this house. It was like an hour and a half drive to get there. We get there. The woman is shit-faced hammered. And I mean shit-faced hammered. And she kept drinking throughout the whole thing. My friend Len brought one of his friends, Mike, who is supposedly a psychic. This fucking dude walked up to the wall while Len and I were sitting there and put his left hand up and was trying to do like ghost sonar and was talking about how haunted shit was. Then he walks out into the homeowner's garden and is trampling her tulip bulbs that she had just put down like 2 days before, and then comes back in the house and says it's haunted as fuck, when all of us are sitting there just laughing our asses off that this is not true.
That's awesome.
He stuck on their bulbs.
Well, we have, like... Hello, welcome to the Debunker Boy Show. Once again, I am Guzzo, and alongside of me is Bunker Bob. What's up, Bob?
You know, same old thing, different day.
Try not to sound so excited. Well, today is a very special day. Today is, oh goodness, who'd we lose?
I don't think we lost anybody, did we?
Oh, Chris, we lost Chris. Well, we're trying to introduce him. I don't... Okay. All right. He's... I think he's coming back. We don't know. Anyways, a couple of days ago, Robert and I, along with Randy, were invited to be on the Casper Paranormal radio show. And... with a well-known psychic, Christopher Johansson. Well, we decided that we talked to him, and in talking to him, decided to add him to our team. He is back now. All right, how you doing, Chris? What's going on?
Hey guys, sorry about that. I have these crazy spirits in my house here that always seem to mess up my electromagnetic fields. Well, maybe I've been trying to debunk that though. I'm not really sure if that's really what it is, or it just could be the wine that I was drinking. I don't know. So I'm really not sure. I'm going to put my earphones in because I tend to find that less feedback when you have earphones.
Yes, yes. And also, as you age, the your hearing gets a little bit worse. So,
I don't know. I'm pretty young, I'm 52 or something like that.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you do, and why we added you to the Debunker Boy team?
Well, I paid you guys $50 a piece. To do every show, and I guess that's why I'm on. But, I'm only kidding. I am a psychic medium. I am based out of Orlando, Florida, originally from New York. I am a psychic medium. I do that for a living. And I am also a paranormal investigator as well, the founder of Cast of Paranormal Research. And also the founder of Readings by Chris. And the reason that I am on here is that I, first of all, got to say that you guys have an amazing concept. I am probably one of the biggest skeptics there is regarding psychics, mediums, tarot, angel card readers.
Which is ironic.
pretty much anything out there, I'm a skeptic. I'm not even sure if it's way that's why I'm here.
That's funny.
Well, that's a good reason to be here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, when we got on with Chris and added him to our Debunker Boy Facebook page, he posted a video of a picture that he had posted earlier that he thought was an angel or a child or something, and then debunked it himself. And we were like, this guy is perfect.
Yeah, I tend to think that, I was so excited when I found this picture. By the way, I just want to touch base on that. If anybody has seen that on the Bunker Boys page, the legend behind that cemetery that we're in, the Saxbus Manor of Orlando, New York, and the legend is that there's a little girl that walks around the cemetery, and here I am taking this picture, and oh my God, I go home, and I see this picture, like, oh my God, we found the little girl. It's awesome. She's like, looks like she's playing ball, and this is great. And then I look at the angle, I'm like, really? Okay. And about 2 hours later, I said, I'm going back during the day and do that. And so I measured everything out. I looked at the little tiny fence and thing, and I said, damn, it was a log. So what turned out to be a log, I thought was paranormal, and I was all full of myself. But yeah, it was nothing but a mind game with my own mind.
Well, that's, yeah, definitely. And we see that problem a lot within the community, and nobody wants to take the time to go back. I noticed a lot of teams, when they say, oh, we're going to do an investigation, they go, they spend the night, and then they go home. And they say, we're going to analyze our evidence. And they never go back, for a follow-up, just to make sure that things are really happening. You know what I'm saying? You can't recreate a paranormal experience, but you can recreate you can try to recreate environmental conditions to possibly debunk what you found, but nobody actually wants to debunk their stuff. That's why we'll do it for them, right, Chris?
Well, I don't think Chris is going to answer
Absolutely.
That, but I'll answer it.
I gotta tell you,
go ahead, Chris.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm talking. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I think
we're
on a delay.
But,
you...
Hello? Okay. As far as debunking, that is a paranormal investigator's job. And to debunk their own stuff. And it's not to find the evidence and say, okay, here it is. It's to find out why the evidence may not be paranormal. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, okay, this looks paranormal. Let's find out why it's not paranormal first. Because everybody thinks everything is paranormal. These TV shows have gotten way out of hand. So many parts. Oh my God, did you hear that? What was that? Well, that must have been a spirit letting loose somehow, you know?
It was a man's body.
It's wrong. And not everything is paranormal. Right, not everything is paranormal. So I would say 98% of the stuff is not paranormal, but, you know, a problem with your leaky pipes or something. And then there's personal, you know, your house.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm done now, guys. You can talk.
Chris, why don't you go ahead and tell some of the things you've done, like within New York and everything. Why am I hearing myself?
Okay, we have definitely gone to. Why are you hearing yourself? Maybe, I don't know.
The voice is in his head.
Angelo said he's Casper Angelo. Casper Angelo said he was hearing the old show.
Because
you gotta refresh it, and then you
Angelo
have to
refresh, and then he's back.
And then you gotta hit play.
So
we're working to take it out, you know.
Play. All right. No problem. But anyway, I've been to the Hanging Tree. I have been to this 20-year abandoned psychiatric center, gone to deepest tunnels. The thing that you have to really worry about as a paranormal investigator is the living. You don't have to worry about the dead. You don't have to worry about what do they call them? The evil spirits, the devils and the demons and the people like that are coming at you. You have to worry about the guy that's sleeping on a mattress that's going to hit you with a bat, because that hits home where you're living and where you're investigating. So that's what you have to worry about, not any of that other garbage.
Oh, yeah. And we got Randy back. So what you been up to, Randy?
Oh, not much. It's a little trouble with my internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, fellas. Hey, Chris, welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Did you say internet? Is that
internet?
Yeah, something like that. I think that's what George Bush used to say.
So we kind of made the team. The team seems to be complete now. We got the
four horsemen.
What's that? The four horsemen.
The four horsemen. Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty evil. You got the talker. Obviously, that's me. We got the engineer. That's Bunker Bob here. We got the analytical. Randy, and we have the psychic. So we go in, you know, obviously Randy's, I'm going to go in and pretty much talk the people's heads off and explain why they are not experiencing the paranormal. Chris is going to psychically or mentally figure out if they're bullshitting or not. Randy's going to sit there with his hand on his chin going, what could this be? And Robert's going to be splicing wires and trying to... he's going to be taking radios apart, trying to figure out devices.
Why does this stupid thing keep coming on?
Oh, the power button.
Why does this keep on cutting out? I don't know. by the way... I just want to add something, guys. As a psychic medium, when we do have people that come onto the show, and people do that, I do get a sense of whether or not somebody is bullshitting, as you would say. I do get a sense of somebody like trying to put one over. It's twofold. I understand his medium, his intuition. There is a feeling that I get, and I can tell who profiles who. We've talked on the phone, guys. I've shown you how you can do a fake reading and a real reading. And I'm telling you, 98% of those people who claim to be psychic mediums are fake. So I challenge people. I challenge people now. Come on to the show. Show us that you're real. If you have the nerve, do it. It is pretty nervy to put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm real. I'm coming up to the show to prove it to you. It's quite intimidating. The Bunker Boys were on my show. What were they? A couple days ago?
Yeah, we did.
Monday, maybe? And let me tell you something. My card reader was intimidated, and I thought she handled it quite well, whether or not
she did.
She was or not. I thought she kept it cool quite well. But being intimidated by somebody who's saying, yeah, she was pretty good at it. And she, whether or not she was spot on is irrelevant. She did keep it cool about it, and I thought that she was very professional.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I was very impressed with her. No, seriously, I mean, I think that she handled herself very well. And it's like, you know, Robert and I have known each other for years. We have, we go way, way, way back. And I'm not going to go into all the reasons why. But we know each other pretty well. We know where one another come from. And I was telling him, I was like, look, you know my background. And you know the kind of people I've been around. You know the kind of people I know. And you know what I'm like. You know me. And I know what I'm looking at when I'm looking at it. And it has a lot to do with the fact that I've been around a lot of the New Age community, pagan Wiccan kind of people. And after a while, you get a sense for who's for real and who's blowing smoke up your ass.
Pretty much.
Well, I kind of chuckle inside. Obviously, I keep my
press. Blowing smoke up your ass.
Where did that term come from? I don't get it. Like, was there actually?
I don't know. I personally. Can I say something, guys? I just want to put it out there that I personally have anybody blow smoke up my ass as of yet. I'm 52, just about, and I just want to proudly say that no one has blown any smoke up my ass. But I will tell you that Angelo, who's on here as cast for Angelo now, Angelo's older than I am, and he's very old. He's in his late 50s. But anyway, I've known Angelo since I believe I'm 14 or 15 years old. So if you want to go talk about way back, I've known Angelo pretty much my whole life.
I just want to tell
you a brief story on that.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you a brief story. Angelo and I lost touch, I guess, in about 20 years later. I got on the phone with him. And I told him what I was doing. He's like, wow, I'm into that too. And then finally, I'm sorry? Was I talking too much?
No.
No one said a word.
Nobody said a word.
The voice is in your head.
There must be a delay or something.
Yeah. No, it's just half a block. I'm telling you. It's that damn public swine. I'm telling you, we've known each other our whole lives, and then we separated for a while, and then he started coming out on my show, and now he is the show with me. I mean, without him, the show won't be. I just wanted to put that out there. He's like a big part of our show.
That's really cool.
I'll shut up now.
Well,
and then there was silence.
Well, you know,
and I had a freaking say. I pulled out my guts, you guys. I pulled out my guts, and that's really cool. Really?
What do you say? What do you say?
Oh, Lord.
That was me. But anyways, we're
let's start debugging.
Yeah. Well, what can we debunk? We got multiple stuff on our page. What can we debunk? What do you want to talk about? Somebody pick a topic.
Lightning balls. Seriously.
I'm going to pick the topic of the picture that I put on there.
Well, Chris, you know how I don't remember. I think it was your show, and someone talked about an orb that went into a light or a plug and fizzled out. Well, there's a phenomenon called a lightning ball, which you would pretty much see. I doubt it would be the size of an orb to fizzle out in an outlet, but there's a thing called a lightning ball. Did you guys know about that phenomenon?
We did not.
Yeah. It's a charged, it's like a lightning bolt, but
a lightning
in a ball. Yeah, you find it mostly in Texas. It happens a lot in Texas.
Because the air is so dry?
I believe so, but it balls up from lightning strikes. It's like a giant static ball, and it'll actually fly through walls fly through a wall and bounce around a room and then fizzle out in a sink or the best ground that it has.
You're kidding me.
No, swear.
We're going to have to look that up. Everybody, get on your computer and look up lightning balls.
I think you buy one.
Well, hopefully you don't, because one of my uncles saw it, and it almost hit him, and it'll kill you. It'll kill you if it hits you. But it's, I guess it's pretty gnarly to see. It'll bounce through a whole house.
Well,
where
does it come from? Does it come from electric?
Lightning. It comes from lightning.
But how does it get inside your house?
They don't know. They still don't understand how it balls up. It turns into a ball, either as big as a baseball or about the size of a quarter or dime. It can get to about that size. And it's enough voltage that it can actually kill you if it hits you.
Do you think a lot of people mistake that as paranormal?
Well, I got to tell you.
Chris?
You going to tell us something?
I want to tell you, I have a friend that's a superhero that actually can take these balls of electricity. Yeah, a friend of mine is a superhero, and he can take these balls of water and throw them at people. And they're actually able to kill people with them.
Are there two balls? Is there two balls? Or is it just one?
No, I'm telling you, it's true.
did he fight, what is that, Gohan or whatever?
He takes his balls and he throws them at everybody.
I think me and that guy would have a problem.
You tell me that there's fucking balls of electricity that come from lightning that are in your house bouncing around like a ping pong ball that is shoot around your house, and if they hit you, you're dead. Well, I'm 52 years old. I've never had a ball flying around my house. I've never been a Super Bowl. I've never had a ball of lightning. An 8-ball, yeah, absolutely. I've had an 8-ball in my house at one time, and I almost got arrested, but besides that, I don't have an electrical ball flying around my house. If anybody out there has an electrical ball flying around their house, I want to see that electrical ball.
That only happens during storms, and it's a rare occurrence.
Not debunking
you. Well,
no. Trust me.
They have a 1901 depiction of ball lightning. If you look it up and find it on Wikipedia, ball lightning is the unexplained phenomenon atmospheric electrical phenomenon. The term refers to reports of luminous, usually spherical objects with diameters varying from pea size to several meters. It is usually associated with thunderstorms, but lasts considerably longer than...
That was
what's that? What'd you say, Chris?
Chris.
No, you cut out
for me.
That's what I said. I
thought
one of those electrical balls.
Oh.
That's what happened. No, why I brought this up was you guys said you had during an investigation or somebody, I think it was you, something shoot into a light socket and fizzle out, and these lightning balls do that, but they're extremely rare. But I thought I'd bring it up to you as a possible causality.
That is a possible causality.
You know, that and that's what the Bunker Boys do. We don't.
I get it. I believe it.
You believe in my balls, Chris?
I think it was Angela that actually saw that.
Yeah, it was Angela.
I trust that you guys have very strong electromagnetic balls. but I wanted to bring up the picture that I put up, that I took, and it's almost this huge 20-foot type of thing that you say it might be smoke, or you say it might be the camera lens, or you say it might be that. I took that picture, and I'm telling you, nobody smoked. It was a warm night. I don't understand it. You guys are the experts as far as the camera shutter speed and stuff. How did I know that? I had a piece of garbage, 3.1 megapixel camera, took the picture, went home, and like, oh, man.
I deemed that paranormal because it had 5 points of origin that were unexplained, and it definitely was not smoke. So until we understand what is outside the normal, paranormal, right?
Well, we had talked about tiny gnats.
Right. That doesn't mean that.
That'd be one fast-ass gnat. That's all I got to say.
with the slow shutter speed.
Guys, as far as the gnats are concerned, I got to tell you, let me tell you something. That has to be a gnat on some sort of coke. Because, first of all, that picture, I was probably about 40 to 50 feet away. And to pick up a gnat, it would have to be a gnat, his mom, his uncles, and the whole gnat family would have to be hanging out there and actually shooting around on speed. Which would be pretty cool to watch, actually.
That'd be amazing.
They do swarm, but there was only 5. So they don't swarm in 5s. They don't swarm in 3s. They don't swarm in 2s. They swarm by the hundreds. So it's not a gnat. It has 5 light origins. Wherever it has 5 origins. I don't know where they came from, okay? But it's outside the norm. It's paranormal.
Yeah, I want to make this clear to everybody that's listening to any of our archives that may be out there. When we say it's paranormal, that doesn't mean it's a ghost or a spirit. And all it means is unexplainable to us. It's unexplainable. And that doesn't mean that it's a ghost or a spirit. Paranormal is unexplainable to us or to a scientific approach. I do not see it being normal. Like you said before, that means it's paranormal. That means it is out of the norm. That's all we can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, Randy, I sent you a link. If you click on it, you'll be in the chat room with us.
Yeah. When we say, you know, the picture is paranormal, that ranks right up there with Bigfoot. Because can we recreate it? No. You see it once.
I put hair on my foot and walk around.
You see it once and it's gone. But hey, we're actually running. We got about 4.
It's break time, right?
Yeah.
We got about 4 minutes left. Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and take a break, and you know, I need to
there's
go.
Randy.
And we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna have something totally different to talk about. We're not just going to idly ramble, hopefully. So. I'm muting the mic.
Just like the one on the page?
All right, and we are back. Thank you for sticking with us and being patient. So we're talking with Christopher Johansson, also known as Casper, the fourth member of our team, and we are very excited to have him and see what he can bring to the Debunker Boys and what he does. So did I just hear someone snore?
No.
Oh, sound, I just heard something weird. Anyways.
Yeah, it was probably robbery. So
yeah, it was a man pot.
Is that a shit on the floor?
Is that a shit on the floor? I'll put your finger in my tag. Oh.
So Chris, you said you don't believe in most psychics, you know, mediums, none of that stuff. But what do you believe in? What, I mean, honestly, like you said, you believe in yourself.
I believe.
Go ahead.
Right. All right, listen, I have never been read by a psychic medium, so I am putting this out there to all who want to prove how real they are. We're looking for a reading. We're looking to contact us, do a reading on the show. I want to see if you can read me, because I've never been read. My great-grandmother did this, my grandmother, my two aunts, me, and my dad has these abilities, and I have never been read. I don't know if my family is full of it or not. Well, you know, they worked in the police department. I've done some work on murder cases in Nassau County, New York. I believe 90% of them are phony, are profilers. That's what I think, they're profilers. Look at that. Look at that.
What, and why do you...
Did I say that right?
It's all about making money, right?
I feel so alone.
Why do you feel alone? We're all listening to you. We're just so spread out. We're so spread out.
You're on a Florida delay. It's on a 4-second Florida delay.
The salt water. You know, you live down there in paradise, and that's what you get. We're stuck up here in the fucking cold in 5 feet of snow, and he's down there.
Listen.
It's 75 degrees. It's cold.
No. Let me explain that again. It was a high of 51 today, okay? So it was cold out. It's 47 degrees tonight here. So it's not all, you know, unattended peaches and cool here. It is actually quite cold, but it will be 80s over the weekend, just so you guys know.
Cry me a river. Just
by the way, let me just stress the fact.
Yesterday,
wait,
it was negative 15.
Let me stress the fact about psychic mediums, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, am I allowed now? Okay. Here it is. Psychic mediums. Generally profile people. I am a psychic medium. It is what I do full time. I'm telling you that 99.9% of these people profile you. I can tell right away if somebody's profiling somebody. You know what? When they start to back down, you guys know what I'm talking about. If they start to back down and start to question, then I know that they're not real. If they stick to their guns and say, well, I don't care what you say, and I'm telling you what I feel, and if you don't understand what I feel, I can't help it. It's what's coming to me. And I stick to my guns when I do my readings. I don't try to back off it and say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, it's your leg instead of your head? Yeah, that makes sense to me. No, it doesn't. It would be your leg, not your head. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the difference between you and from what I've heard from a lot of
people. I heard noise again. I'm telling you, it's
a delay. It's a delay. The difference between you and some of the other psychics that I've come across is you never asked one question when you started doing your reading. You made statements rather than asking questions. All these other ones that I came across sat there and go, well, when's your birthday? Where exactly do you live? You know, and just asking all these questions and stuff. And I'm like, you're psychic. You should know that, right? We got a delay again.
Right. And I will tell you that that is how they profile you. They will profile you by your birthday. Frankly, I don't give a shit when your birthday is. I'm not going to buy you a present or anything. And you know what? It shouldn't matter when your birthday is, and if you're doing a real psychic reading, it doesn't matter when your birthday is. Then what they do is they use leading questions. They lead you on, in order for you to talk a little bit more so they can kind of get an idea of what you're about and they do the reading. And that's how people do it. So can I debunk them? Without a doubt. Bring it on, guys. Bring it on, ladies. I'm going to tell you, read me without a leading question and just let's see how I ramble now. That's how I ramble when I do my reading.
He does. He really
does. Keep on going, keep on going. And I say things. I'm sorry?
I said you do. You ramble. It's kind of hard to keep up sometimes.
He should be called the Rambler.
Go ahead, Chris.
It's 4 seconds, dude. You got to wait 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Well, okay. And I'll try to shut up as much as I can.
No. We like it.
One,
you know.
Two.
Echo one to the moon.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, now that I counted to four. Listen, all I'm saying is let's get some psychic mediums on here. Let's get some tarot card readers even, okay? And let's see how they do. I'm not saying I don't believe in them. I'm saying make me believe in you. That's all I'm saying. That they do exist. Of course they do. It's what I do for a living. They do exist. I don't doubt that. But I am very skeptical about, I mean, God, if you, no pun intended there, but if you really, if you type in psychic mediums and see how many, there's like hundreds of thousands of psychic mediums out there now. Are you kidding me? Really? I mean, that many of them? If you turn a corner, everybody has this intuitiveness. Everybody can read somebody. Everybody can read somebody's mind.
Everybody
so
who can guess
can
what...
Can you do that too? Well, my five brothers and sisters can do it too. Holy.
Everybody,
one,
everybody...
Two, three, four, go.
Everybody who can guess what can predict what kind of cereal their brother is going to eat that morning thinks they're psychic.
Kibbles and bits.
Well, you would think with that many psychic mediums in the world that we wouldn't have like all the problems in the world that we have.
Exactly. There
it
people,
would be peace.
People are saying that they actually predicted the World Trade Center falling. You know, they predicted Hurricane Katrina and stuff like that.
Nostradamus did all that, didn't he?
I have no idea. I'm just talking about psychics like today, you know.
Wait.
1, 2, 3, 4.
See, in video, you see me waving my arms right now, telling everybody to be quiet. Wait, be quiet, I got something to say.
Use the chat room.
And his predictions, by the way, you're going to find out that Nostradamus was more wrong than he was right. If you're going to, Angela was talking about Sylvia Brown was more wrong than she was right. Look at the statistics, guys. You got the amazing Randy. No pun intended, Randy. The amazing Randy has predicted things more correctly than Sylvia Brown. So if you want to talk about psychic, that mentalism, that's a trick, guys. He's profiling you. He's looking at your body language. He's looking at your eyes when you say something. That's, you know, people go to school for that. And that's what those people do. Watch out for those scammers. Watch out for those fake psychics that when they go in and you pay them $200 an hour, then they go and tell you that you're going to take a shift tonight. Really? I just... Think twice before going to people like that.
I'm going to get to poop tonight?
Oh, God.
Breathe, Chris. Breathe. In between.
Bad news, guys. I'm trying.
Hey, you're not on as much of a delay. Sweet.
I have a glass of wine on one side, and I have a Diet Dr. Pepper on the other.
Great combination. I'm sitting here eating cold chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
I can't go wrong with that.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Chris, can you see in the chat really good,
life,
really
yeah.
fast?
Anyways, you know, What were we saying? I'm lost. I got a piece of chicken stuck in my lung. Well, Chris, you were talking about the Amazing Randy, and he debunks psychics and supposed supernatural powers, and he's got a bank account, $1.5 million for the first person that can present real paranormal evidence, such as psychokinesis, telekinesis, mental, you know.
Talk.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've already been offered this. I've already talked to many people about this. Let me tell you something. When that thing is put out there, first of all, anybody can pretty much debunk most things. But when they start to do something like that, there is an individual, any individual is able to put up a wall to make themselves unread. I don't care what anybody thinks. If you don't really want to be read, you can't be read. Just like hypnotism. If you really don't want to be hypnotized, or you don't want to do something during hypnotism, you really won't do it. So that is sort of a scam, the way that person is talking. And with the money that he's laying out, which he's really not laying out, it's sort of a scam because these people can actually block being read, or they can just totally deny it. Who the hell's to say whether or not it's true or not true? Who's to say that they're paranormal or not paranormal? Who's to say there are actually UFOs or not UFOs? I'm being very dramatic with my hands. Too bad you guys can't see that.
Are you sure you're not Italian?
No doubt. But it is, I didn't say one, two, three, four. Hold on. I'm just saying that if the guy is going to judge you on how good you are as being a psychic or a medium, he can say, oh, well, no, you got that wrong. You don't get to tell you, really? Really, dude? Really? Well, I just told you that you got one ball bigger than the other, and you're telling me that that's wrong? Yeah, I got the left ball wrong. It's really the right ball more than bigger. Right? So, yeah, and there's a lot of stipulations to that whole thing. One, two, three,
well,
four.
They don't. People are going to think we're crazy that listen to this. So you're saying that it is impossible to win that $1 million. One, two, three, four.
Whatever. Fucking say me. In the chat. Just say me in the chat when you're ready to talk. Me, go. And Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
He was sipping the wine.
I am saying that I do believe no matter how right you are, somebody's always going to say you're wrong. I have very successful readings in my studio. I have very successful readings. I have a box of tissues that sit in front of my people, and people use them on a daily basis. I'm telling you that my readings are, I'm good at what I do. I'm not conceited. I'm just confident, because if you're not confident, you become insecure. If you're insecure, you can't breathe. So, yes, I'm confident. But am I going to sit in front of a guy that's going to give me $1 million if I tell him that his Aunt Charlotte is coming through, and he's going to be like, well, my Aunt Charlotte, her name is really Sherry. You lose, so sorry. No, really, it doesn't work that way. The whole psychic and the whole medium world, people are totally, Teresa and all those other people, sort of put a little bent on it, thinking that everything that you see on TV is right. By the way, just to let you know, that's edited. Everything that she says is not right. Everything that I say is not right. There are readings that are a little off, and she is off, John Edward is off, everybody is off. So to do that test, I don't believe that you're capable of winning $1 million, so that's why I put it out there like that.
So we just debunked that James Randi is going to give someone $1.5 million.
But he's a dick.
Well, he likes dick. He came out and publicly said that he's gay.
Hey, man.
I don't believe that it's capable of happening.
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, no one's going to let go of their money. They're just trying to make themselves look big. And you, not me.
Yeah, you know what?
This is your show tonight, buddy.
Yeah.
Yours.
Go ahead, Chris. Talk it up.
We did this for you. It's your coming out of the closet.
Oh, really? I get to talk more? I'm trying to be quiet. I'm trying to be quiet because I know that I don't like to, I'm not supposed to be a talker, but I truly believe that, like, everybody is some sort of psychic. Everybody has some sort of ability. And I'm being serious. Everybody does have some sort of intuition. But it's whether or not you're confident with it, whether or not you want to use it. The more you use it, the more it works. The less you use it, it's just like you weed. The less you use it, the less it works. So I'm just
saying...
Listen, I'm old, it is what it is. But I'm telling you, the less you use it, the less it's going to work. But the more you do readings, and the more you're in tune with the ability that you have, the better it is to work. And it is with anything. The more you weld, the better you get. The more you sweat pipe, the better you get. You know, it's just with anything in life, that's the way it is. The more you do it, the better you get.
Exactly.
Exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Randy, have anything to say?
Nope.
Oh.
He's over there analyzing. He's analyzing.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
Would you like to get analytical with this, pal?
I'm like a proctologist.
You got tunnel vision?
No, he's right under my ass on the banner. Hold on a second. Let me find my rubber gloves. I like latex. I'm allergic to rubber.
Make sure to use all three.
Now, I was sitting here wondering about are you familiar with Edgar Casey?
You're talking to Chris, right?
Well, what do you think about him, Chris?
Now, I know we're not on a 9.
I think he's dead.
Well, yeah, but what do you think about his predictions and stuff?
I got to tell you, I am amazed at that man's abilities. I've read many books on him, and I know Stanley still has the institution in Virginia regarding all his tapes and all his recordings of all his healings and stuff like that. The man went to sleep. He was called the Sleeping Prophet. The man went to sleep and was able to predict with ancient medications and ancient ways of healing cancers and stuff like that. Going to sleep with and knowing the contents of a book when he's waking up, and why do I know that? Or how do I know that happened? I don't even know. Really, I don't even know how I do the things that I do, let alone this man who can do amazing things beyond my beliefs. But yeah, do I think that man was real? Absolutely, I think it was an amazing thing. But the only thing that troubles me is how come he didn't be able to kill himself. I guess that's probably because I can't read myself. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I can think of.
One, two, three, four. Saying it out.
Genetic memory. You don't believe in it, or yes or no?
They're studying genetic memory in
The hell was that?
Well, you know what? I don't know.
He's looking at your picture again, Robert.
I believe the man has an amazing gift.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of his work, and it is absolutely people could not, you know, do it again. They couldn't understand it. No one as yet has figured out how he did it. So, because how do you come up with information that no one knows?
Nobody can debunk it.
It's non-debunkable.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not debunkable. You know.
Okay, well, talk to me in 2,000 years when you figure it out. That's about the only time we'll probably figure it out. When we do figure out there's genetic memory or that biosynthesis, how it works.
Let's talk about that for a minute. All right, wait, guys, let's back up for a second. Let's talk about that one person who messaged on the Bunker Boys that she was a little bit upset, and she might be listening now, but she was a little bit upset about, she knows that there's spirits around her, things like that, and she feels that her feathers were ruffled because we didn't believe on Shem. It's not that we don't believe, like I have a problem with orbs, all right? I do. In the beginning, when I was a paranormal investigator, in the beginning, I'm like, oh my God, I can roll, I can roll. It's like, really? Oh, there happened to be a hi-hat that, even though it was off, the reflection of the glass shot it down to make it orbs. But I didn't know that. How did I know? I just thought it was some sort of ghost spirit trying to talk to me. But, you know, there's so many things. Look at when you take a picture. Always take at least three right after each other. If you think there's something around, take three of them, all right? If the orb is there all three times, it's not real. It's just a camera flaw or a reflection. If you take it once and the other two times it's gone, check to see if it's a bug or some sort of shutter speed that you're talking about, and the bug happens to be flying by it, and then the flash catches it. I have a lot of photos showing that, and I'll post them on the Bunker Boys so you can understand what the difference is. You can hear my voice, right? You can understand what the difference is between an actual apparition or an orb or a fly having to go by and saying hi. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Were you talking about the young lady that, I don't know if she's a young lady or not, but she said, how can you be a psychic and not believe in the paranormal? Well, I explained to her there's a difference between critical thinking, and there is a belief in paranormal, and there are real psychics, but I was trying to get across to her about how there's a lot of fakes, but she still is just not getting it. Is that who you're talking about? No, not her.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking to the other one who has put pictures on your wall about some stuff.
The orbs everywhere. I know what you're talking
right,
about. Okay.
Right. Guys, I just want to put something out there. If there is 50 orbs in one spot, I will guarantee you it is not paranormal activity. It is moisture. It is dust. It is something other than paranormal activity. If you see one singular that's in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the dark, with nothing around, let's analyze it. But if you got 20, if you got even 10 in a group like that, it is not, so I'm going to put it out there. You show me that it's paranormal, and I will be very surprised. If you see 10 groups of orbs in one spot, it is not paranormal. I'm saying it now.
Exactly. You got to clean your lenses before every shot, or at least before every investigation, and check them out. If not, they can get vapor spots, or just like you get on your glasses, little spotlets. And when you take a picture, that can show up, and it looks like orbs a lot of times.
Yeah, it's, you know, you there's a lot of things that you can do to eliminate false positives for that kind of thing. You know, we talked about this kind of thing probably about a week ago, and you know, false positives occur due to carelessness a lot of times and stuff. If you want to eliminate false positives, one of the first things you're going to want to do is go out and get a decent camera, you know, a decent SLR camera rather than one of the little point and shoot cameras. And I guarantee you, you will have fewer orbs in your photos.
You probably won't have any.
Well, you might have one once in a while. But it's not anywhere near as likely, and it has to do with the technology. The second thing that you can do to eliminate false positives is turn on the fucking lights and turn off the damn flash.
And go, Chris.
I want to say, with today's technology and everybody taking paranormal photos and doing paranormal investigations with their iPhones, by the way, that is probably the worst instrument to use. Your iPhone is not going to capture the spirit that's walking in front of you. Although, if there is a demon that needs to be exorcised, it may take your phone and shove it up your ass. But I'm telling you, I don't think they have an app for that. Yeah, I don't think that the iPhone is the way to take pictures. I just don't.
Yeah. Well, we're down to 2 minutes. Does anyone else have anything they wanna discuss before?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare.
What the hell?
I'm just kidding, man. I just blurted out shit.
All right.
Anyway,
once again, thank you for listening to our show. We want to welcome Chris Johansson onto our team. He's better known as Casper. And thank you very much for listening in, and this